This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Let's learn some etiquette.
Yes, each week you send in your questions about how to behave, and returning to answer them is Charlemagne the God. He is an outspoken giant of terrestrial radio, co-hosting the morning show The Breakfast Club, syndicated by iHeartRadio. He's also got an MTV2 TV show, and we spoke to him earlier about his new book, Black Privilege. And Charlemagne, you ready to answer these questions?
I'd love to.
All right. First question. It's a short one. It comes from Steven in Brooklyn. And Steven writes, how do you tell your boss that they can do a better job?
Oh, man. I do that all the time.
Really?
That may be why we picked this question for you.
From iHeart to Viacom. Because listen, man, at the end of the day, I love the craft. I love radio. I love television. Like, radio was my passion. Yeah. Like, radio was the tree that all this other fruit came from. So I have no problem sitting in the office with my boss and telling them I feel like we could be doing a better job reflecting the culture. And at Viacom with TV, I'm always up there telling the executives, like, yo, especially at MTV, like, y'all are really culturally clueless.
Well, you're a powerful person. What if you were, you know, a job in high school or coming, you know, you didn't have the clout you had? How would you suggest talking to a boss?
I mean, be respectful. It's not like I'm going in there telling people they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, look, we could do better.
Show them you're an enthusiastic partner, it sounds like. Like, hey, this is my goal, is for us to succeed.
That's it. Like, I don't want no yes men around me. Like, I have a lot of people around me that are way younger than me, and I don't dismiss them just because they're in college or dismiss them just because they haven't done what I've done. I'm actively listening because they see things that we don't see. Listen, man, I'm always open to learning new things. I talk about that in my book. Like, you know, I have a chapter in my book, a principle called give people the credit they deserve for being stupid, including yourself. Because the know-it-all knows nothing. I approach life like that every day. I'm always down to learn something new, and that's how you have to approach life. I don't care if you're the biggest executive in the building. You have to be open to always learning something new.
Yeah.
That's how you stay
relevant.
But
I will say, not every executive agrees with you on that.
And maybe Steven should be elsewhere. You know, maybe this guy asking the question, if his boss can't handle it, it's time for him to move on.
Absolutely.
Unless, of course, that is one of our producers who put that question in veiled, because you guys need to continue to be yes people, okay?
Yeah, you do what we want you to do.
All right, so.
And that's all there is to it.
Let's not get carried away.
Here's something from Michelle in L.A., and Michelle writes, I was on the rowing machine at the gym when I noticed another woman next to me started to race me. She constantly kept looking over at me while increasing her speed. How should I have handled this awkward situation?
That's her problem.
That's bizarre.
That's really her problem. And you got to think about that meme that they had after the Olympics where Michael Phelps was just super focused and he was busting everybody's in the pool. And it was this dude that kept looking over at Michael Phelps as he was swimming next to him. How about you focus on your lane and focus on your race, okay? You'll never beat somebody by constantly looking over to see what they're doing. You're on the treadmill. Both of y'all are going nowhere fast, running in place. Like, who cares? Like, but Jesus.
But isn't it also creepy?
It's very creepy. She's got this mental thing in her head that she's racing against you. Like, no, I don't move like that. I just move at my own pace and get the way I'm going, just like they were.
All right, Michelle.
All right, there you go, Michelle.
Let her win the race to nowhere.
I know, what a weird gym you go
so
to.
Bizarre.
All right, this next question comes from, well, we'll get to that because it's an anonymous name. Question is, help. I love my coworkers, but the guy that sits across from me is a loud swallower. Every drink he takes involves a large gulp and then a release of air, almost like a, but kind of like a clearing of the throat at the same time. It's disgusting. I know that I'm overly sensitive to sound, so it's my issue, not his, but it's hella gross. Any advice?
That sounds like they had sex, and she can't stand to work there with him anymore, or he can't stand to work with that guy anymore.
They're too intimate.
Yeah, so everything about that person bothers them. Because I swear I have never in my life said, gosh, he's a loud swallower. Or she's loud swallower. What?
We have to say, we have on this show, we do a lot of food segments, and we've gotten a lot of comments from listeners who have something called misophonia, where they actually they hear things louder than they are. So they listen to us tasting food on the air, and it's horribly
really
disgusting.
Who are these people? So, Daredevil? Why is their hearing better than everybody else's? Like, what is going on here? I've never heard that in my life. I've never heard somebody swallow. I haven't.
Yeah. No, so true, I think the core issue is that what you're saying is that this is something about that coworker that has nothing to do with the actual sound. You need to sort out that issue, whether or not you have a romantic past with them.
Absolutely. You have an issue. You have an issue with your coworker. You and your coworker don't like each other in some way, shape, or form, so everything that they do bothers you.
Yeah.
Y'all need to sit down and have a conversation.
So converse with the person. Don't just like have your cubicle moved or something.
Yes. But don't let it be petty. What you really need to do is figure out what the root of the problem is. Because I'm going to be honest with you. If one of my coworkers came to me and said, "Look, man, I got a real issue with you." And I say, "What is it?" "I don't like the way you swallow. You swallow too loud." I'm going to say, "Man, if you don't get the hell out of my face, like, I'm not even listening to you no more. What are you talking about? Swallow too loud."
All right. Here comes something from Marcus in New York. Marcus writes, "My friend is a bit outspoken," which I get a kick out of sometimes. "But I recently called an Uber, and she was being a jerk to the driver, saying the car smelled funky, that the driver wasn't going fast enough, etc. She's a good friend. But how do I tell her to keep her mouth shut in these situations? Do I just say it right then and there?"
Well, I don't know if you say it right then and there. It all depends. You know, if you want to check her right then and there, you could. But that's one of those things where you pull them to the side afterwards. Because my grandma always taught me manners will take you where money won't. Contrary to popular belief, I don't like disrespectful people. I always say, man, if you want to see the true character of a person, watch how they treat people who can't do anything for them. So talking down to an Uber driver is a true example of really bad character. Like, I hate people that talk bad to Uber drivers, to waiters, to waitresses, to janitors. Like, that's whack to me, especially when you're at a restaurant. Because you know your food is at the mercy of this person you're off. Yeah. Or even the Uber driver. Like, imagine if the Uber driver just says, "Okay, word, watch this," and just starts doing 90. What you gonna do? Yeah. Like, you gotta leave
the
people.
Windshield.
Yeah, it's a health risk.
Don't do that to people, man. I just don't like people like that. I think that's disrespectful.
But you tell them, do you take them to the side afterwards, or do you do it right then and there and nip it in the bud?
I think you probably take them to the side afterwards. It depends, though. You gotta gauge the situation. Yeah. If you see the Uber driver getting mad, you be like, "Sorry, Mr. Uber driver, I apologize for my friend." You don't treat people like that. There's a difference between being outspoken and just being a jerk, man.
All right, Charlamagne the God, thanks so much for telling our audience how to behave.
I mean, I've lived a little bit. I'm not the most etiquette person in the world, but I know how to act.
Charlamagne the God, he is the co-host of the nationally syndicated radio show The Breakfast Club. That name sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah.
His new book is called Black Privilege, and it comes out this week.